is Monday, February 17th, 2014, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we learn more about long-term care insurance. This can help cover long-term skilled nursing care that is sometimes needed by the elderly. Plus, a local pastor discusses his new book and how new media and faith intersect. Also, we have the latest installment of Arkansongs. Roby Brock from Talk Business Arkansas has his weekly business news recap and more. But first, 2014 marks the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which officially ended the era of legal segregation in public places. Although the Civil Rights Act dramatically changed life in the United States, Governor Mike Beebe said in his weekly radio address, there is still room for improving equality among the nation's diverse races and ethnicities. The governor also said, much like 50 years ago, the strongest agents of social change are often young people.
While formal change continues through legal and legislative action, our younger generations are also more connected than ever before through technology and social media. While these platforms sometimes expose continued examples of prejudice and hate, they also show how our country keeps moving closer to becoming the nation we set out to be, a place where all men and women are deemed to be created equal. But even as technology advances, some of our most traditional morals remain a guide. Often it all comes down to treating others the way we want to be treated ourselves.
Governor Beebe urged Arkansans to rededicate themselves to bringing about greater unity and fair treatment within our communities and country. The Washington County Fire Marshal today has issued a red flag fire warning effective immediately. According to the Washington County Sheriff's Office, the fire marshal discourages any outdoor burning until conditions improve, as fires could start and spread rapidly. As of this morning, Madison and Franklin counties were the only counties in the state to have outright burn bans in place. For the first time in 88 years, a member of the Allen family will not be running Siloam Springs-based Allen's Canning Company. Current CEO Josh Allen will be stepping away from the family business as a result of the company's pending sale to Sager Creek Acquisition. Pending the sale, Chris Kaiser will be taking the helm of Allen's. Kaiser is currently the chief executive and founder of Linwick Partners, a Dallas-based consumer goods company. Kaiser also has prior experience in the food business, having served as a vice president for Campbell Soup Company and a nearly seven-year stint as executive vice president of sales at Pinnacle Food. Kaiser also spent 3 years as president of Advance Pierre Foods, overseeing the company's retail and food service business. A new report by the City Wire suggests that the political labeling of Arkansas's private option expansion of Medicaid has much to do with the plan's support among voters. According to the report, a recent Talk Business Hendricks College poll suggests that 47.5% of likely Arkansas voters are in favor of the legislature continuing the private option past this year, while 32.5% are in favor of terminating the program. But in another poll conducted last week by Little Rock-based Impact Management Group, fewer survey respondents supported the private option when a connection was made between it and the federal health care overhaul. In the Impact Management Group poll, only 35% of respondents voiced support for the private option, while 39% of those polled opposed the state's federally funded plan for Medicaid expansion. As state offices are closed today in observance of President's Day, a vote on amendments to this year's appropriation for the private option won't happen until tomorrow at the earliest. The Fayetteville Parks and Recreation Department will break ground on its first community orchard later this week. The event will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Yvonne Richardson Community Center. According to the city, the orchard is meant to serve as a community resource through the fall harvest, work days, and other educational opportunities. The groundbreaking will also include a workshop regarding the planting and first year of care for fruit trees and will result in the planting of 12 fruit trees in the orchard. The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville has again been named one of the more military-friendly schools in the U.S. BestColleges.com ranked the U of A 24th on the site's list of top 50 U.S. colleges for veterans. The publication noted that the college's Veterans Resource and Information Center helps the university meet the needs of veteran students by taking an individualized approach to counseling and academic assistance. The publication also noted that the Student Veteran Organization and the Alumni Student Veterans also help provide transition services for both veterans and current service members enrolled at the U of A. The Razorback baseball team had a clean sweep during its season opener this weekend. The 25th-ranked Razorbacks defeated Appalachian State in all three games of the weekend series. Yesterday's 8-3 win also marked the 2,000th victory in Razorback baseball history. Arkansas returns to Baum Stadium Friday for a three-game weekend series against Eastern Illinois. Mostly clear tonight with lows from 29 in northwest Arkansas to 35 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect sunny skies with highs from 64 to 69. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows from 37 to 43 degrees.